Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important.
If you're ever on a date with a girl, just don't yell out the window at anything.
Is Green Day's Time of Your Life up for best song?
Temecula, when you look at it on a map or whatever, it looks like tarantula.
How much fucking Z-Quil did you have already?
Buckle up.
Hey guys, great news. We're going to keep doing the podcast.
I love it.
All right,
that's
first and foremost. The only thing that's a little bit strange is we're knocking it back to one a week. Okay, we've been giving them two a week for quite some time now, but we all are getting busy. It's the holidays, and we're just going to give you one a week now. So, I mean, deal with it. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, Kyle, the arugaloids are going to be pissed at you, dude.
I just don't know how else to phrase it. It's like, I want to do two a week. I hope someday we're going to be able to do more. But right now, schedules are getting tight, so we got to go back to one a week. And I think they understand that.
If I know our fans, and I don't, they won't.
Right.
But that's what we're doing, so...
But we're asking you to stick by, like, and subscribe.
And that's the most important part. Just like, keep liking, keep subscribing, and we'll keep bringing you our salty, salty sauce.
Let's do a mental check-in. What's up?
Well, hey, I want to mentally check in with you right now because you got a little angst going on. I could tell you're fired up.
Oh,
before we hit record, you were calling me a fly and you're like, oh, sorry, is something buzzing around?
You were coming at me with some challenges. And so, I said, like, you know, buzz off, man. I don't need that.
This was supposed to be a check-in, guys, not an argument.
We're checking in.
Right. So how are you mentally? Like, I'm not going to put any projections onto you.
I just asked you that.
I'm good, but...
You don't sound good. If I'm honest, you don't sound good.
You're projecting onto me.
Do you want to pass for now? We'll circle back.
No, I'm happy to let you guys know how I'm doing, but I'm not that happy for you to project what you're thinking I am before I have the opportunity to respond.
I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am?
Do the whole song?
Radio won't even play my jam.
Okay.
Adam, you were right. I do have a little bit of angst going on. I have the anxiety happening because,
Why didn't you cry about it?
It's time to cry already, I guess. But I am like shooting an independent movie in a week, and it's during COVID. And so we're all bubbling up and we're trying to like figure that whole thing out. And it's definitely challenging. So that's the undercurrent.
Okay. Yeah. And that's why I wanted to check in right away.
By the way, Kyle, you're just supposed to say, I'm fine. A little weird, but I'm good. And then we move on to the next person. It's getting too
real. That's not great radio, bro. I'm here to make fantastic radio.
I'm frustrated with Kyle right now. Can I just say that? This is why I'm frustrated with Kyle.
Okay. What up, buddy?
Let's go.
Okay.
What's wrong with radio?
Dude, we're not on the radio, homie. Okay. Welcome to the new millennium, my man. We're Pod Boys. I'm Pod Adam. Should we have a roll call? Pod Adam.
Of course. I'm Podcast Kyle. Yeah.
I'm Pod Blake.
Durs?
Very nice. Podcasters.
Right. That's the best one.
Podcasters. That was very good.
We need shirts of that.
Yeah. So, Blake, let's have a mental check-in over there. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. Surprisingly, I went on a Kyle-style hike. Not that early, at a normal time of the day. Started around 10 o'clock. It was lovely. Cleared my mind. Felt good. Feeling good.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
How long was that hike?
It was about 3 hours round trip.
Those quads, those butt cheeks, those hammies, they were burning. They were feeling it. You had some sweat trickling down, some crevasses.
Mm-hmm. Paint the picture.
Yeah. I love that part.
I got sweatier than I thought I would. I will say that. The butt crack was sweaty.
I got wood now. Okay.
Hello. Hello.
What were we saying the other podcast? What were we saying?
What?
That made my pecker grow or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Pecker.
That made my pecker hard. I was thinking about that. My dad definitely is the guy who said bazoombas when we were making Workaholics. He's like, she's got some great bazoombas.
And that's a name for a woman's breasts, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he thought.
It's almost more sexist to say bazoombas, I feel. I feel like it's, and I know he didn't mean it that way, but.
No, he's a very innocent gentleman.
Hindsight, 2020, You say bazoombas. It's almost more grotesque than saying breasts.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, Adam. 100%. What do you...
Breast is a term the doctor uses.
Yes. No one is like, Auga, look at that woman's breasts.
No, 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 no. Doctors say Wambleys. No, it's like, ma'am, may I check your left Wambly for a lump?
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. If this is the Thanksgiving episode, I'm getting the turkey bazoombas on my plate, baby. Give them
Oh, dang. Turkey bazoombas. Blake, where'd you hike?
I can't really remember. Somewhere in Northern California. It was golden and beautiful.
Oh, you're
beautiful.
Up north.
Yes, yes. I'm in my mother's guest room right now.
Terrific country up there.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And what is that artwork over your shoulder? What is that?
It looks like some sort of a dock on maybe a lake of sort.
I love mom artwork. My mom has so many goddamn signs in her house. Oh, she's letting you know she's near a lake. Yeah. It's lake life. Eat, drink, lake.
Steve, my mother is nowhere near a lake, but she represents it on the wall.
Hey, I feel like if you're a mom, you got to represent either a lake life or mention that you like wine in a sign.
Can we move the frame just a little to the left, your right? It's really hugging that window.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, there we go.
Hey, guys, I'm not a cinematographer, okay?
All right. It's a joke on cinematographer.
That is.
You're a spicytographer, that's for sure.
Welcome to This Is Important, though, where you get those jokes.
Hey, Durs, let's have a mental check.
Yeah, Durs, honestly, dude, what's up with you? How are you?
Anders is trying... Let's set the stage. Anders is drinking out of a goblet of sorts. It's a cocktail glass.
Yeah. It's a martini glass.
Kind of a martini, though. But
yeah, I guess you're right, cocktail.
It's a cocktail glass.
You're right, you're right.
Yes.
He's currently in a nice New York City hotel, COVID ground zero next to Wuhan.
Yeah.
And he is shooting a big-time show for the Netflix. Sorry about it.
Yeah,
look out, world.
Top Secret. It's a remake of the movie Top Secret.
Damn. Whoa.
God, that would be so
tight.
You
Val Kilmer?
Yeah, I play Val Kilmer.
So you're out there, you're working. How's that going, my bud?
It's fucking great, but you have to wear a mask and goggles on set until they're like, and we're going to call action, and then they pull it off your face, you act for a little bit, and then they just put it right back on you. So it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was working with a baby all week. It's not a remake of Three Men and a Little Lady or a Baby or Look Who's Talking Now.
I would have got the call.
I think I'd be in that if it was happening. Yeah.
So I had to really quarantine and just fucking be at this hotel, which is a great hotel, but like, you know, it's wearing on
me. How long do you have to quarantine for something like that?
I mean, I've been here 2 weeks.
Diarrhea. You have diarrhea in the hotel for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you have your first day of work? Or
No. I'm getting tested constantly every day. So there's some, like, I don't know, loophole where it's like, if you're here working, you can...
If you're here, you're family.
Okay.
But it is something like that. I believe it is that.
Yeah, it's some kind of Olive Garden slogan.
But you can't go out on those New York main streets and just hoof it around and go check the sites and, you know.
No. I wanted to go see the Statue of Liberty. I couldn't do it.
You have to. When you're there, you have to take the ferry.
Lady Liberty.
See Lady Liberty.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I've been eating pasta and pizza. Every night, because the restaurant here at the hotel is Italian.
Okay.
And I'm like, great. And the first two nights, I'm like, delicious. And now I'm just a walking breadstick.
That's my boy.
That's awesome.
That's how we like you, though. We like you with a little more meat.
I like
on
them
your body.
When those Durs titties are popping.
Yeah, that's bomb.
Your body settles well.
Thank you.
I do feel that Anders' weight, like my weight goes to I get chin fat, I get a fat head.
Right.
And then secondly, like I just, my donker just bottoms out.
Yeah.
Right, I get a Trump bod.
Thank God.
But Durzy, it goes straight to his titties, dude.
Yeah, how do you channel it there?
Yeah, the first stop is the tit stop. Or bazoombas, your father would say?
Tit stop.
The tit stop.
But I like your wordplay. I thought the tit stop was really great. That's fantastic.
The tit stop.
Yeah, the first stop is the tit stop for Durzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the tits, and then it's the love handles. It's just that, you know? Legs stay fine. The face can go a little... The neck.
Yeah.
The old spare tire. You got the old spare tire.
I do feel like it is a 4-week cleanup job where if I'm like, you know what? If I eat well for 4 weeks, it looks okay. And then that just never happens.
4 weeks. Yeah. Week. Sure. Cleanup.
Yeah.
Job.
4 week cleanup job.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I could do it right now.
We're following along with that.
What do you mean? Well, I haven't started it. I haven't done it.
But we know it's a 4 week cleanup
it's
job.
It's a 4 week
cleanup job. We know you're going to hit it harder than anybody else because it's all about the hardest worker in the building.
I never said I was going to start it. I just said that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a
if I decide to do it, that's what it is. I'm not saying I'm going
to
do it.
This is what I like to say I do, mm-hmm. and then I don't actually do this. But I like to say that I stay 6 weeks either direction.
Mm. From death or from like absolute
from
health?
From death or a human being.
Okay.
Right.
Like 6 weeks I can be like in a like a romantic comedy. That seems to be what I've been doing lately. So like
yeah. It's
6 weeks I could lose the chin fat. I could tighten up. My dunker will shrink a little bit. It'll squeeze in some regular size pants. Mm-hmm. And I could be in a romantic comedy. Or, hey, I'm a funny fat friend and I'll just let it droop. Get droopy.
Right.
6 weeks eating the pies, eating the cheesecakes. Having the drinks.
Yeah, baby.
Which, that's the life, isn't it?
Yeah, baby.
You steal the scenes. You're like the rude guy. Did he just say that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Well, he's kind of fat, so it's okay.
I like that.
Where's your turnaround point? Like, where are you like, okay, this is my edge of 6 weeks toward death? Like, what do you see in yourself that's like, I got to flip it around?
It's when I see... with good lighting, looking at myself in the mirror and seeing that second chin while not sticking my neck back.
Right.
I'm
it's just
standing
hanging lower.
There and it's just like the good light and it's hit me just right. And I just see it starting to flop down. And you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm pulling it down now. And it's like you can see it on me specifically.
But you could also just grow a neck beard and hide it. Come
That's
on,
what
man.
I do. I always know if I got a big neck beard, I'm probably pretty overweight, like where I want to go, because I'm masking what's going on underneath the chin.
Just get a little beard going and add it to make it an 8 week swing.
Right now I got this and it's like I just don't want to trim up the neck because I know I'm at my top weight. I understand
this week's
that.
Episode brought to you by Male Insecurities.
Thanksgiving.
For a solid dose, just look in the mirror any morning.
Yeah.
When
sucks.
The light hits you right and you just can't stare at yourself anymore.
The thing that you guys have that I don't is any amount of height. So taller guys can stack weight better. Mm-hmm. Me, if we ate the exact same way and
with our mouths?
With our mouths.
Intravenously.
Intravenously.
With our mouth holes and gained weight the same amount, I would then look fatter quicker.
Right. You're 4'11"?
I am 4'11".
Wait. Oh my God. I'm sorry. No, he's 5'7".
I've also given you an out clause, and you have never really tried it to its full extent. Can we see you with a full-grown beard, please? I bet you'd be hot.
Yeah, I bet you have a decent beard, right? It's the mustache that's tough, right?
I thought you were going to say fully erect.
We've seen that.
You've seen that? Okay.
What's cool about this podcast
Wait,
is it's...
No, no,
it
no.
Is...
What's cool about this podcast is you can pause it right now because when did you see Adam's fully erect
No, hang
dick?
On. I'm looping back to fully erect.
Okay,
no,
okay.
Okay, is, but I'm fucking with you. I don't have a memory of Adam's fully erect penis. I was fucking with you. I'll be fully candid right now.
I don't think Kyle has ever seen me fully erect. But what I'm saying about this podcast, what's great about it is we're recording it around Thanksgiving time, right before Thanksgiving.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, where the Americans have Thanksgiving. And my mom and dad are currently in the other room hearing me scream, Kyle sees me fully erect into a microphone.
Yeah.
And they're right in the other room going, okay, well, he says to be quiet.
Yeah, no, I knew something was up about them.
I tell ya.
They were roommates for too long.
But what's the deal? Are you ever going to throw on a big fat beard for any reason? Please, I want to see it.
I can't. Well, yeah, I think the beard would actually come in okay. It's the mustache. And to me, if you have just a beard without the mustache, it's a kind of a bad look.
Mm.
Yeah, have we seen that before?
Abraham Lincoln.
And, I mean, it's an Amish look, which, hey, I don't know. They make great furniture. I just don't think that their style is necessarily my style.
Somebody cool's got to start it.
Was the last time I think I saw you with a beard, or the only time I've seen you with a real beard, was when you grew like a summer beard. Do you remember this?
Classic summer beard.
A summer beard.
It's just not hot enough.
Hot.
I need to have sweaty neck zits.
I don't remember why it was a summer beard, but I think we were also fighting for like the best tan.
Dude, that was when we were like 23 or 22 years old. And at that age, you're just trying to see if you can grow a beard.
My first beard. Right. It's like a...
Kyle had already like had the mustache. Blake had like really long nipple hair, so you just knew he could.
hot, he could.
Unforgettable.
And so then that's why I gave it a go. But admittedly, I don't think I look that good with the beard. I think I shave almost every day because when I let it go a few days, like I feel like I'm not myself. I feel like I'm in a funk. I feel funky.
Oh, baby.
I can't imagine that.
You feel like you're not getting it done, like you're not operating at your highest level?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I just don't feel like I'm fully me.
Right. Oh, wow. You're not like, like it's part of getting up in the morning, like setting course is shaving.
Yeah, I bet I would be. I honestly think I'd probably be pretty good in the military besides
the fighting part,
all the killing. Yeah. Even then, I bet I'd be okay at that. I bet I'd be actually a pretty decent killer.
I could get there.
Yeah, dark. Mentally, I think I'd be like, okay, war's war.
First one's the hardest.
Yeah, but just like feeling like you accomplished something. And when you shave for the day, that's like hey, I accomplished that thing. Hey, I did that.
I do get that.
Right. You can shout that at your fiance. You can be like, I shaved, but I shaved though.
But I shaved. What'd I say? I shaved though.
I did something today.
The closest I've ever came to that was like fucking shaving my neck once a week and trimming everything with scissors. Okay. That's the closest I've come to daily shaving.
Mm. Cool share.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know. I can't even imagine putting a razor on your skin like every day.
I'm with you, Kyle. 100.
Like, 100%. I just can't. I can't. You have to do it. I know, Durs, you do it when you're working because you have to maintain a certain look.
A boyish young look, yep.
Yeah, and just for continuity, but like all when you're not on set and doing that, you grow it out.
Yeah, you go haywire.
Well, I was just on set. I was on set yesterday. So I was working yesterday.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Nice.
Get them.
Goggles and mask?
No gogs, actually. No gogs.
Did you do a shield?
No shield. No shield.
Oh, you just got COVID. Oh, that's tight.
I collected COVID real quick.
Collected it.
They were like, here, let's spray this COVID in your face real quick. No, it wasn't as intense as what you were doing, but it was fully at NBC Universal, like on a stage. Right. Okay. And everyone gets tested. And then I had to wear a mask everywhere, obviously, until you're actually shooting. And then you take it off and hide your mask and then do the thing real quick and then put it right back on. But it was weird. And it was also just hard to like hear people. Like people were like giving you directions. They're like, okay, so you're going to need you over there. And then you can come around and make sure you hit this mark. And you're like, yeah, man. What?
Yeah. I'm really not looking forward to that part.
You got to take your mask off and tell me.
Take your mask off and let me breathe on you.
That seems like the hardest part is like just like translating what you want people to do and what they need to do. I got to go up. When I go to Canada, I have to quarantine for 14 days in one room.
Is that where you're shooting this bad bitch?
Yeah. No, that's for when I do shadows. We're shooting this in a bubble down in Temecula, which is like 20 people total.
That's tight.
The unions are still saying like you have to get tested like every 3 days.
And do you guys think Temecula, when you look at it on a map or whatever, it looks like tarantula?
I do. Every time. Yeah. Actually, I swear to God, I always think that. I'm always like tarantula.
Cool, tarantula.
Never thought
that's
that.
That's a sick ass fucking city.
Remember when I saw Guarantee Bank in the Bay Area and I looked at it and I don't know, I might not have ever seen the word guarantee.
This was a weird moment in our friendship.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, what the fuck kind of name is that with Kyle and Blake? And I was up there for Thanksgiving and I was like, dude.
For the first time?
No, I went like four years in a row or something. Okay. But I don't know what year. But I was like,
you were a staple.
I was like, warranty? What the fuck is a guarantee?
Yeah. Damn.
And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, kind of wouldn't let it go. And I'm like, what a bizarre name for a bank. A guarantee? What is that, a fucking weird fruit?
Guarantee?
It was funny the first time.
Yeah. And then they're like, wait, do you really not know what that word is?
You had to kind of reel it back, like, no, I'm messing with you. You know how funny I can be.
Right. It is one of those moments where, like, damn, Adam's hella funny, dude. He's great at wordplay. Like, he's, like, always entertaining and stuff. Like,
but then he kept bringing up later and later into the night.
Wait. Oh, you're dumbass. Right. You're dumbass. Okay. Got
oh,
it.
Oh, you can't right read. This is also, like, when Adam came to L.A., he tells a story about, I mean, I'll let him tell, but I think he's going to throw up on himself. When he's driving through West Hollywood and he thinks he sees Amish people driving and he's like, you're cheating. And
oh,
they're Orthodox Jewish people.
I swear to God, dude. It's so stupid. I can be so dumb. But I...
humble pie.
I saw some Hasidic Jewish people. Yeah. And they, if you don't know what Hasidic Jewish people look like, they kind of look like, if you don't know, Amish people.
If you don't know what Amish people look like.
But,
and then
but
they
I do know what Amish people look like because I grew up in the Midwest.
So you have experience with actual Amish people.
I know what Amish people look like.
That's why.
I've seen Kingpin.
I've seen Amish people. Well, I remember in my elementary school in Iowa, there was the alleyway behind our school. You would hear clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. And the Amish people would be taking their, like, little wagons with horses behind their, like,
right,
to go, I don't know, buy coal or something? I have no idea what they were doing.
Yeah, that's all they do is buy coal.
Yeah, right? I have no idea. Wood, coal, I don't know what they're doing. But
some sustainable.
Yeah. Something. They had to buy something. And
not chainsaws, that's for damn sure.
Long saws.
They were probably trading. They're trading.
So anyway, so I saw them, and then I moved to L.A. and was like, see these Hasidic Jewish people and see them driving BMWs. I remember the neighborhood. I was in Highland Park, and I leaned out my window, and I'm like, cheater! You're supposed to be in a horse and buggy! And I was like with some girl, and she was like, what the fuck?
Hey, what are you doing? If you're ever on a date with a girl, just don't yell out the window at anything.
Yeah.
That just seems like a red flag.
Yeah.
That's like an interesting move on a date.
She'll see that I'm a guy who can be in charge.
It also seemed racist. It seemed racist.
It still is. Even yelling at Amish people and saying you're cheating is not like your job.
It's not nice.
That's very judgmental at the very least. You know what I mean? It's incredibly judgmental.
I just thought he was being funny. I thought I caught him. I thought I was like, ha ha, look at you. I caught you.
So you like ribbed your girl. You're like, hey, 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 watch this.
Well, you know how they can go on vacation? Like Amish people get a year.
That was like a True Life MTV or a documentary or something.
Rumspringa?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. What's it called, Durst? Roomspringer?
Roomspringer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but it's called like Hell Week or something. Yeah.
So they get a Roomspringer, and they can leave Amish world and
that's
go.
Funny. Get a Roomspringer.
And go to L.A., right? They get to go to L.A.
Roomspringer break.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, taste. That's what I thought they were doing. I thought they were tasting the local flavors in L.A.
Sorry.
Driving the BMWs, getting the diarrhea, and
having Pink's hot dogs, getting diarrhea.
And that's what I thought. I was like, yo, I see you, dude. You know, I didn't think, I didn't mean anything by it, but.
By the way, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called that, though.
I think it is Roomspringer.
That seems right.
I thought it was just called Hell Week, but maybe that's football.
It's not called Hell
Week. Week's football. That's like when you're gearing up to.
Doing like two-a-days?
Yeah, you're there the whole day.
Blake, in the future, just take a moment before you say stuff.
Hell Week? Bro.
No, sir, I don't like it.
All right.
The Ashland, baby. We got the pod sauce flowing.
Oh, I think Ashland sent me some seltzer, but I'm in New York City, so somebody reached out.
Hell yeah, baby.
Well, I don't know if it was either Blake or myself. We own such a small part of the company. It's hard for us to even get six packs.
There's going
to
be a can in my mailbox.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you got a hat, buddy.
Yeah. If you're in Southern California, go grab yourself some Ashland Hard Seltzer.
All right.
Yeah. The official pod sauce of This Is Important.
And cut to ads.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag ad. I do have an opportunity for you fellas to make some money if you're interested.
All right.
I got a little...
No hooking.
I got a little bet to put on the table if you're willing to invest.
Is this a bet of chance, or like, are we going to get hit by an asteroid, or is this something that you're going to try and accomplish, or what's the...
Yeah, you said bet, and then you said invest. What's
well,
up?
First I have to ask you, what is a gentleman's bet?
That's no money.
It's where there's no money.
Okay, this is not a gentleman's bet.
All right, tight.
Okay. Do you know what this is?
I do know what this is. Guys, so I don't know if you know or not, but the Grammy nominations have been announced, okay?
Didn't know.
Didn't know. Couldn't care less.
Heard about it.
That's okay. That's all right.
And that's music?
That is music. That is music. But what I want to do...
None of us are really involved with music besides our friends from another realm, the Wizards, Purple Magic.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That is true. They are heavily involved, and they do need to come back at some point. People want it.
Okay. Well, I heard they're tired. But
what I want to do... is put down a bet for the best song of the year, okay? Oh, and basically... Dude.
According to the Grammys. According to the Grammys.
Allegedly, Blake. First of all, Blake, you're the only one that has a true pulse on the new songs, I feel.
Okay, but I'm going to lean the bet your way. Basically, what I'm saying is...
Do you have the list?
Is Green Day's Time of Your Life up for best song?
That's an old song.
All I'm saying is right now, because in my mind... I don't know. You guys have definitely heard Dua Lipa's song, Don't Start Now, right?
Do not know.
I have no idea what you're
talking about. Can I play? It's basically one of the three greatest songs of all time. Can I play a snippet of it?
Sure, go ahead.
You say Dua Lipa, I jump in the air.
So, okay. Blake, hang on. Because I don't think we could just play a Dua Lipa
song. We can play up to 15 seconds, and then I have to cut it. But you will know what it is. I'm going to play it right now. You're going to know what it is.
My man did his legal shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys know this one, right? You guys know this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Dua Lipa?
Yes. This is Don't Start Now. Possibly the greatest songs of all time, in my opinion. All
right. We know your opinion. Yeah, that's great.
Allegedly.
Dude, it's a party starter. If that comes on, you're having a good-ass time.
I don't think you're going to remember that song in 5 years.
I don't even remember it right now.
Well, you're wrong. It's going to play at my funeral.
Okay, but did you see... how my body moved when Blake played that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't prepared for it. He played it, and something ignited in me.
It sounds like so many other songs right now. It doesn't stand out to me.
No, this is timeless.
I'm not saying it's bad. It just doesn't...
Here's the deal. I'm putting my balls on the line here, okay? That song was nominated for Best Song of the Year. I'll give each of you $100 if it doesn't win Best Song.
Wait.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Yeah,
I'll take that.
Again, do you know what this is? Like, I thought we were going to all choose for one, but this is just you saying, I bet you guys.
Okay, no. Kyle, why are you talking him out of this? He's going to give us $100 if it doesn't win.
Yes.
What do we have to do if it does?
Nothing.
You have to give me $100.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
No.
Yes, you have to give me $100 if this
What
song
are the
wins.
Other nominations?
Exactly.
Please.
This is what I'm talking about. Blake makes these fucking bullshit half-assed bets that are not even thought through.
Okay. Look,
and they're
here
just
you go.
Like,
it's Black Parade by Beyonce.
No. Hang on. Blake, we're doing a podcast. We're not sitting on the back porch drinking beers. Okay. Play 10 seconds of the other songs for everyone else at home. Who's jamming on the pod?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. If we're going to do this, I want to make a choice. I want to make an informed decision. I just don't want to bet your opinion against nothing.
Well, the thing is I haven't
heard
any.
I'm pissed now.
The thing is I haven't even heard any of the other competition. I've only heard that song, and I'm so confident.
And that just shows you how divided this country is, guys.
Red and blue,
okay,
black
here.
And white.
Are you ready for the first 15 seconds of Black Parade by Beyonce?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Here it comes.
All right. Ooh, a lot of bass. Yep.
Already more interesting.
I agree.
This does sound like every Beyonce song, though.
I fucking love Beyonce.
Oh, I'm fucking with this.
Okay, wait. Well, that's all you get, because that's 10 seconds.
That's
okay?
I like that.
But I thought we got 15.
What? We do, but I don't want to get Beyonce coming for me.
That's
Are
true.
You kidding me?
The Hive? Coming for him?
Yeah, like
we don't want the beehive. The arugaloids, I don't think, could handle the beehive.
Okay, this is the only song I'm actually kind of afraid of.
Like the Dua Lipa song for me is like a thing that comes on at the gym that you're like, fuck, this song again? All right. I guess I'll keep getting ripped.
I agree, Anders.
Oh, my gosh. Anytime it comes on, it spurs me into a mood of euphoria. I just can't even get enough of it.
What I just heard was better.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, put your money up.
I'll put my... Well, I got to hear the other one.
Yeah, I got to hear
the
other
song. That's my front runner right
you
now.
You already think Beyonce's song is going to beat Dua Lipa, so you already got $100 if you're that confident.
There's other horses in the race.
I want to know what else is there. I might change my fucking opinion, player.
All you have to do is beat my song. That's all you have to do is beat my song.
What if I think something's going to beat Beyonce?
That doesn't matter. That's not here nor there.
I know Blake's saying we still want to hear the other songs.
The
and so
other
do those people
day on Howard Stern,
mm-hmm.
I heard Harry Styles, and I mm-hmm. don't know shit about Harry Styles. I always mm-hmm. assumed he was just like a pretty boy band guy. And then he was on Howard Stern, and Howard Stern is like sucking his dick. But also, can I say Howard Stern sometimes has bad taste when it
he
comes to certain
things? He has the worst
things?
Taste constantly.
And so I was like, I didn't know how to take it. And then Howard played a Harry Styles song, and it fucking ripped, dude.
No, don't tell me it's like, that watermelon shit. I just listened to that whole album on the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, and I
was
like,
good. I liked it a lot. I couldn't tell you the name of the song it was. It was just a song he played, and he's like,
how'd it go?
I'll
you
pull
don't
it
know.
Up.
No. I'm saying, like, how'd it go? If you can't.
You taste like a watermelon.
Dude, I'm so bad with music. I don't know any song ever. I just don't know.
I wish you were like, I don't know any stuff things that musicians
I don't know anything ever.
Stuffed.
Do you guys want me to keep going down the list of these
how
songs?
How many are
all
there?
There's like eight.
Oof.
Yes, eight.
Okay.
We got an hour to kill.
Well, that's a lot.
Okay, here's the next one. This is the one I'm actually afraid of. If I'm being honest,
who is
this
it?
Is the one I'm actually afraid of. It's Roddy Ricch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you've heard this one. It's a goodie.
Oh,
it's the box.
Ooh. Well, cinematic.
Yeah,
it's very
the
good.
Song does rock.
Like I said, this is the one I'm afraid of.
Come on, man. This is the shit.
That shit.
Can I just say, speaking as
are you drunk, Adam?
Young Gen Zer, I might be.
You look drunk.
How much fucking Z-Quil did you have already?
No, just three Ashlands.
Okay,
there
a
we
young
go.
Gen Zer, that shit slaps.
Yeah,
dog.
He's fucking drunk.
Yes, and imagine being the dude who made it, and you're like, "Hang on, let me put this on the song."
Okay.
Yeah,
and it's a hit.
Can I give you guys an argument? How often do the Grammys reward the song that slaps?
Okay. That's not the whole thing. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that song also goes, okay? Goes.
You're right. But what I'm saying
is... Are you speaking as a young Gen Zer, Kyle?
As a young Gen Zer, that song not only slaps, it also goes.
It slaps, it rips, it goes.
It rips.
That's ours now.
Yeah, that rips.
Okay, here's the next one. I've never heard this song. I probably have, though, if it's nominated for Best Song Ever.
Vintage tea, brand new phone.
Okay.
Yeah, no. No.
I
already hate it.
Absolutely not. Whose is that?
I'm not into the vocals.
Listen who it is, and then you'll probably change your tune.
It's Taylor Swift. It's Tay-Tay. Yeah, it's Tay-Tay.
You can't just roll that one over like it's not a contender.
She's not going to win everything.
Yeah, exactly. She's doing some really good stuff from a business standpoint, re-recording all of her songs to get out of the label's shadow and all that. That's great, but she's not making hits.
You guys better tread lightly with who you guys are talking shit about. They're going to come for you, dog.
I'm just saying that she's doing great stuff. I'm still on the Beyonce song.
Hey, I'm almost 100% positive there's not a huge overlap between diehard Tay-Tay Swift fans and Pod Important fans.
That, dude, you never know. They infiltrate.
Yeah.
They catch wind.
I'm not willing to say that there's not.
And also, I saw Taylor Swift at the iHeartRadio Festival like 3 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw her and I never seen her before and didn't know a single song, I was like, I think she's going to, you know, whatever, it's Taylor Swift. And then she rocked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was truly incredible. And I'm like, God, I was like, holy, she's a superstar.
And she's like 5'11 or 5'10.
I thought she was an LA Spark.
I remember seeing her at some MTV Awards in person and being like, oh, got it. Cool, got it.
That was also, I'll post the photo that I have. I presented and I get there and they're like, hey, it's the iHeartRadio Awards. This is like 5 years ago. And you have to look cool.
Yes.
What? I've had three Ashlands. Yeah, I'm feeling good, guys.
I know.
You just said I'm at the iHeart Radio Awards.
Yeah,
you're having trouble, bud.
I like it. Hey, I'm coming for you.
It's okay. Yeah, it's fine. I'm not having trouble.
It's holiday season.
I'm succeeding right now. This is the holiday season,
Kyle. It ain't easy.
That was cool.
And I'm at the iHeart Radio Festival, and they were like, yo, we need to flat iron your hair. You have to look cool for this. And I was like, yeah.
Flat iron?
I'm like, I guess. I don't know. And this woman convinced me to flat iron my hair. And she flat ironed it like before I presented. And then so I look insane. I look different than I've ever looked in my entire life. I might as well like throw on eyeliner and sing like the Black Parade.
You might as well.
Dude, MCR. That's a great phase.
I'd pay for that.
It was a great phase. And I was like way out of pocket. And then they were like, who do you want to introduce? And it was like between Jason Derulo and like Lorde.
Like me some Lorde.
And I was like, Lorde. And then they were like, okay, you're introducing Lorde. But I never saw anyone say that. I just saw it written.
Heard. You never heard it.
Never heard Lorde.
Have we covered this on the podcast?
And it said Lorde. And I said Lorde.
Were you for real?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
On stage you said that?
No. Chloe caught me right beforehand. And I'm like, I'm introducing Lorde. And she's like, it's Lorde.
Oh, but you almost did it.
Whew. So this is back to the guarantee thing. They're telling us we have covered this.
We have covered this.
He's drunk.
Okay. But like, he's drunk. This is back to the guarantee. You're just like our dumbest friend.
You know what I think I'm doing?
Yeah,
I'm switching stories. Because Lorde, that was actually at like a Viacom marketing thing. And I did say that. Okay. And it was a different band. It was a totally different band. I'm going to find out.
This dude is drunk.
Yeah, he just left his headphones. He left the room.
Actually, I think he's going to throw up.
Next song, for sure.
You want me to play next song, so you don't think Adam needs to hear it?
No, it's over.
Okay, so this is...
This song always gets stuck in my fucking dome.
Okay, so you're aware of this. This is a Post Malone, Circles,
This song's good.
It's a good song, sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's 15 seconds.
Yeah, you know, very early on in our fame, I feel like Post Malone reached out to me on Twitter, and I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. But I wish I could take
in
that
In our
back.
Fame or his fame?
In his fame.
His fame.
Right, yeah.
He reached out like, what's up?
Everybody used to hit me up and say, like, you look exactly like Post Malone. You look like Post Malone. So I avoided his career for the longest fucking time. I was
Why?
Like,
you're like, I guess I'm hot as fuck, dude. That's what they're saying.
I just don't like being compared to anybody else. But then, like, 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I fucking throw on some Posty, and I was like, this dude is fucking good, man.
Kyle, I have a serious question. Is your worst fear to be... unoriginal?
Oh, that's a great question. I do enjoy being original.
Yeah, it's a kind of a reoccurring theme.
Weird for weird's sake.
That's not the question.
I don't think that's my worst fear, but I do think you've hit a very truthful vein in my body. When people were like, oh, you look like a fucking fat Post Malone, or you look like an ugly Post Malone, I was like, you know, first of all...
Wait.
You're way hotter.
No. But you said that they were saying that you look like him, and now you said they were saying you look like a fat or an ugly...
Yeah.
Yes. Hold up. Let me protect my guy right here.
Thank you.
You might be fatter, but you're way more handsome than Post Malone.
I think he's hot.
No, Post Malone looks like he's... He's got, you know, when you put pantyhose on your face to go rob a bank?
Sure.
That motherfucker's got some Playtex over his face. His whole face looks like it's getting pulled
back.
That
is actually so true.
Yeah, that's a good
I think Kyle's got that weird, he's got that weird hot. Like, you can't
I see
put
him
a
with a beer and like a ciggy in his hand, and I'm like, that fucking reminds me of me, dude. I really do want to meet this guy one day.
Well, what's cool is like when Kyle looks at you with that one good eye, you really melt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. If there were two, it'd be a game over situation.
Yeah, if it was two, it'd be lights out. Okay, so can I finish the end of my story? Because I went and got...
another drink?
What was the story?
The story was, at the iHeartRadio, I said I was...
Oh, Lorde, I'm over 40.
It was Bastille, the band
Bastille.
Yeah, and I said,
right.
Yeah, I'm about to introduce. It was like minutes before I'm in. It was in a basketball stadium. There's 20,000 people there. Mm-hmm. It's also live to millions. And I was like, yeah, I'm about to introduce Bastille.
Have we covered
and
this?
Chloe was like, no, we covered the Lordy Lordy.
Dude, how do you get that wrong? How do Hang you on. Think it's Bastille?
Yeah, isn't that a... I was about to sound just as dumb being like, isn't that a right. city in France?
It's a French word.
He
yeah.
took German in high school. I got your back, dude. He didn't know.
Okay, all right.
I just took all German. Right. I didn't know.
All right. Yeah.
And also...
Is your name Blake A?
If I said Bastille, I'd be confident in the fact that I got that wrong in front of all those people, and that is how it is. And they had to come out to Bastille. And my bad.
I cannot criticize because we did those like video game awards that one time. We kept calling Bethesda like every other word except for Bethesda. It was like Beth.
We Dude. Didn't know how to pronounce Bethesda. Bethesda.
Yeah, do you remember when we introduced whatever that game was and I said it's like a something like Steve Spielberg and Albert Hitchcock?
Yes. I have that on video.
But I meant to do that. Like that was my whole MO was to fuck them up, but like
you were know. Like Albert Hitchcock and
yeah. slammed them.
Yeah.
Steve King
and Albert Hitchcock.
We
yeah.
covered Bastille.
We covered Bastille as well. Well,
yeah, I knew it.
We're repeating stories.
Piss now. So Circles is close to Beyonce for me.
For you.
For me right now. I'm not sure
okay,
what my...
Well, then you better put 100 on the line.
I'll put 100 on the line once I know what the fuck my choice is.
You've already said that you beat my song twice.
This is going to evolve into who wins because what, we're all no, going to have difference.
Blake is taking his song versus the field. So if you've already picked one that's better, you pick the field. It doesn't matter.
Well, exactly. We'll have to do it. A fucking one up on
well,
the
well yeah
the
if bet. You guys want I didn't really want to hear all these dumbass songs but whatever Dua Lipa for life
but I want to hear the songs because I'm 40 years old almost and I don't know shit
admittedly I think Dua Lipa's the new hot shit I think thank this you. Is her year
thank you
so
I already like this better
who is this
Billie Eilish.
This is me
Eilish is fucking sick too
well we only got two more seconds
I know that track.
Really took us on a slow ride.
That's some beautiful keys.
We only played 13 seconds, so I'm going to do 2 seconds right in the middle of the song.
Okay.
They called me weak.
Okay. Oh! I like it. Okay.
Feeling it. I'm not even a fan, and I'm on board.
That sounded classic Eilish right there.
She actually does have some hot tracks. I am
They
I
called
am
me
down
weak.
For her.
I'm a bad guy.
Dude.
Adam, stop. I'm getting chubbed.
I'm down with Eilish, too. It's her and her brother, right? Her brother makes all of her beats, and I think they were, like, homeschooled.
Yes.
Yeah.
The future. They're the future. It's just the most insulated development, where it's just like, me, my brother, we were homeschooled. We made these fucking songs. They're totally different. Hey, and it popped.
Yep.
What else did they do? To make a song that crazy, what else did you do?
What's up? What are you alluding to?
What are you... insinuating.
Are you saying they boinked? What are you saying?
Okay, next song.
Yeah, what are you alleging?
You said alleging.
I know.
This shit is dope.
This is H-E-R.
This is like modern Sade.
It feels throwback.
Hold up, I was about to rap. Oh, forget it. Okay.
Oh, Durs is about to rap. No, freestyle is.
I guess we can't.
Freestyle it, Durzy.
We have to clear some beats if Durs is going to
Wait,
freestyle.
Did you fill that drink up on
Durs? Durzy, how come it's the same level this entire time? Are you going to drink that drink? What's going on?
Gugne!
I thought so. He had two.
My boy's drunk.
Gugne!
God damn.
He ordered two for the pod.
Yeah, we're having fun, man. I'm loving this. Hell
we got
yeah.
some drunk assholes.
Yeah, me and Adam are drunk and...
Drunk assholes.
It's holiday season, baby.
Okay, hey, relax, bitch. Hey,
it's cool. It's
put
cool,
the guns
y'all.
Away, man.
Yeah, just be cool, bitch.
I was doing a callback, player. It's just a call. That was a comedic callback,
no,
y'all.
I
come
feel like
on,
you're
baby.
Judging us, and it's a little whack, admittedly.
All right, well, come at me then.
I'm not coming at you. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm just over here having fun, not coming at you.
Well, don't fucking backhand some shit. Just come at me. You know what I mean?
I'm not. I'm saying you called us drunk assholes a second ago. I'm right, saying we're not right. being assholes.
Comedic callback.
No, I'm going to take the high road.
Yeah. Thank you, Anders.
Michelle Obama, I'm going to take the high road.
No, I'm taking the high road.
All right, can I play the last song?
Yeah, we, Adam, you and I.
We're both taking the high road.
We're on the high road.
You're not.
How am I not taking the high road?
I'm taking the high road, brother.
Smoke weed every day.
That's very cool. Funny.
High road.
Do you guys got a favorite Nate Dogg song?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Does it bet.
Although, you know what? What was the Eminem song where he raps on it? Eminem and Nate Dogg?
Smoke does have... Is that the song?
Do you guys want to hear the last Grammy-nominated song? Or
let's hear
over?
The Grammy.
You want the Grammy?
I want the Grammy.
Okay, this is by J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels.
Who?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, and that's that one.
Dude, this is dope librarian shit. Yo, that was like librarian shit.
So those are them. All right, I'm sorry. You can go a little longer. I just was being funny.
I was distracted.
Oh, shit. This is what Mr. Rogers fucks to.
Okay.
Oh, shit. This is on some like Frank Ocean wannabe.
Yeah, who is that? That's J.P. Sachs?
Yeah. And Julia Michaels, which is...
No, I fuck with that.
You know what, though? That's a sound. That's a sound. That sounds like that dude whose name is like Frankie Orange County or whatever. Johnny O.C.
Rex Orange County.
Yeah, it's like the same kind of like, right? Am I crazy or am I just 39?
That kind of sounded a little Frank Ocean to me, to be honest.
But they're all cribbing from him.
Sure. He is the father.
I heard some Channel Orange in there. Yeah.
Okay.
You heard some what?
Some Channel Orange.
Sure.
Isn't that Frank Ocean's album, one of his albums? I like that album.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
100%.
You said it.
Absolutely. It's a great album. It's a great album.
Well, you're looking at me like it didn't make any sense. So I'm like just nervous. Look, I'm all flush. I'm like nervous.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
You don't have to be nervous around us, Kyle. We're your friends.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what kind of stuff I'm going to get from y'all.
You're lucky if you get
So here's the deal. I will say that I have wavered quite a bit after hearing the competition because... I had not heard those songs before, and there are a lot of really good songs, but I'm still willing to pay you $100.
Can you play Dua Lipa again, or have we already done it?
I am going to go ahead and admit that I haven't heard the Dua Lipa song, and I know nothing about this artist.
So when you just heard it, that was the first time?
First time.
And it didn't ignite your soul the way it just did for me.
Yeah, it didn't make you want to just...
Because I was ready to dance.
Jump out of your skin and have the best time of your life.
Okay, looks like we can play it again.
Yes, you could play again, but we may need to cut out the second playback.
Okay, that's all right.
So, hey, we're going to play it right now, and we might need to cut that out, and you'll just hear our reactions. Play it, Mikey.
Do you want me to play it from the beginning, or do you want to play it from the middle, sort of?
Hey, man, it's your song.
Whatever you want. It's your favorite.
Yeah, okay.
It's your pick.
It's your dumb song.
What?
This is the part I hate.
This is the fucking jam.
No, this sounds like every other song. When it goes in the other hook, then it's okay.
It's not. It's kind of whack, dude.
Okay. You know that song goes.
No. Hold on.
I don't think that goes.
What's the blonde girl from like 10 years ago who was like, TikTok, don't stop.
Body
rock. Same shit.
Exactly. It's too pop.
And by the way, that... is the fucking jam.
Was her name? Is it Kesha? Was it Kesha?
Kesha.
Yeah.
But Kesha's song goes.
I won't argue.
They're saying it slaps now.
Mm-hmm.
Does it slap or does it go?
It goes.
It goes. It slaps. It bangs. It does it all.
That Kesha song cooks.
Oh, it cooks.
Oh, no. I feel people say that. It cooks.
Yeah, I've heard cooks.
With a Z? With a Z?
No, I haven't heard with a Z.
I said cooks.
Yeah. Oh, Coog. I like that. That shit cooks.
Yeah, that shit cooks.
I like that.
That's tight.
That actually works.
That shit is fine dining.
So are you guys willing to go in on this bet against me?
I have heard that song before, and that's what tells me it's not going to win, because it took me two times to remember that I've heard it. Song is not that great.
Okay.
I mean, it's fine. I think it gets the party started.
She might want to do a Lipa off a bridge after she loses.
Okay. Only because I do think she's going to win, but I'm not confident enough to put up
100.
What's her story? Win me over with her story, Blake. What's her story?
The Grammys don't take that in. I don't.
Yeah, they do. They always cast off screen. They give awards off screen.
Of course they do.
I don't know her story. Ignorant to the Grammy. If I'm being honest, I know nothing about this artist. I just know the song. I think it's dope. I know a little bit about her. She's a little bit, like, her videos are dope.
So what's her deal?
She looks French.
I don't know her background. I just know she's a good artist. I don't know her deal, though. She's got it all.
Okay.
Great
all
videos.
Right, cool.
Good looking. Sings great.
What do you mean she's got it all? Videos? Where are videos playing anymore?
The internet.
You can find them on Quibi, man. Come on.
Vivo, dog.
I think Blake just has a little bit of a chub for this girl, and he's fallen in love.
Dua Lipa's very pretty.
Okay, so she's from London. She's from Westminster.
Yeah,
oh,
look at
London,
that.
London, mate.
She's Albanian? Okay.
So to push this along, I'm definitely fucking going to say that I'll take your $100 bet against Dua Lipa.
Okay, excellent.
But I'm not sure exactly who's going to win. My choices are...
You don't have to know.
The Beyonce song, 10 seconds, I was like...
I don't know, because I actually like Circles.
No. But Beyonce's won too often. She's been winning, so I think they're going to give it to Dua Lipa. Hey, Blake, I'm with you. I got $100 on it, bud.
Okay.
So, okay, well, wait, what does this do?
I'm sorry, was that the bet he offered?
Wait, yeah, are you saying you're joining my team?
I'm joining your bet.
That's not the deal.
Oh, but... hey, then I'm out.
Oh, do you want to go against me? So, no,
hey,
you don't.
I'm not going against you, because I think,
okay,
hey, that ignited something within me, that song.
Okay. Yes.
That the other songs didn't ignite. When you played that song,
uh-huh.
Oh boy,
yes,
something
my man,
happened.
He felt it.
I was ready to dance. I was shaking. You saw my body move.
Put your car keys on the table.
That's
I
my
might
boy.
Think that I think my favorite song is Circles. I want to hear the Beyonce song, but I kind of think that fucking JP Sax song might fucking take it.
Well,
I don't know anything about it, but like that shit buzzed my ears, man.
Yeah, that's not winning. That's not winning.
I don't know.
So you got buzzed.
Hang on a second. Do you guys like buzz the ears more than you like, that's fine dining?
I like, that's just, no, JP Sax was fine dining. That's for real. That was
fine
dining.
Was fine dining.
I like to say that's frozen pizza because it's so
that
cool.
Ain't frozen pizza, dude.
Because it's so what?
It's so cool.
Oh.
Well, yeah. you warm up the frozen pizza. You don't just eat it cold.
Right.
Yeah, but it's frozen.
But you buy it frozen.
No, yeah. I say that's frozen pizza.
Sure, I get it.
I know, but you don't eat it frozen.
You don't eat it
Do
frozen,
you eat it frozen?
But is it ice though?
No, it's
why
not
don't
ice.
You be like that shit's ice cream.
Hey guys.
You have no power over me.
All right, leave me alone.
Average Trump.
Just leave me alone, all right? You got no
oh
power.
Oh my
over
gosh,
me,
this dude's right? coming at me with some hoggle.
Yeah, you could say like that shit's a Slurpee, better than frozen pizza. Because frozen pizza is not good unless it's hot. That shit's a Slurpee.
Wait a second. There's so There's so many fucking...
Kung Nae!
There's so many things from Labyrinth that I need to have on that soundboard right now. With like, well, laugh. How is that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep. I'll say next episode I'll have a full Labyrinth board, okay?
You say that word so often.
Blake, I feel like you really need to just have themed boards. That's what
yeah,
I think you need.
I think that will make it very fun is to have a little theme board. I have been kicking that
And are
around.
You getting a great response from the boards?
Sarah!
I'm seeing in the comments a lot of people are positive about the board, so I'm feeling good about it.
Durs is drunk now. Durs is drunk.
I'm getting some hate for the board.
Sure.
And guess what? I disagree.
Who?
Okay, thank
I, we're
you.
Bored all the way. I'm team board.
They said...
No, sir, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Bored teenagers. Yeah, dog.
There we go. We got my bored teenagers. We got Kyle's Arugaloids, the Anders League of Assholes, and Adams.
The Adam Idiots.
The Guarantee.
The
Guarantees. Guar Army. I love it, man. We're starting.
League
we're starting
of Extraordinary Assholes is kind of tight.
Yeah, that's,
is that for me?
Yeah, that's for you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, join up. And gals.
Yeah. Anybody. Anyone's invited.
Durs and Kyle are going to owe me $100. Adam's out of the bet when Grammy Day shows up.
I feel bad that Adam can't come in on the bet with you and just
I know.
Because I feel like I could be like, you know what, Adam, go ahead, throw $100 with Blake and I'll put $200 down and say that shit is going to fucking not win.
That's not it.
Okay.
It's not the bet.
That raises the stakes. That's good radio.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry you have to listen to this.
Yeah, the show's over, man. I'm trying to wrap it up. God damn.
I'm just saying.
Well, what if I bet $100 to Kyle and you bet $100 to Blake or something, you know?
Sure. What's up with that?
Can I be part of this bet?
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring you in. I feel like we're a squad and Blake's saying that I'm in the bet.
Durs
is in the bet. Blake's in the bet, but Adam got to sit it out. And I'm like,
I don't
want
to sit at home. I'd like to be part of the
You want to take the field or you want to take...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to... I got your back, homeboy.
Thank you.
So now we have to figure it out.
It's a guarantee that I'd love to be part of
that. If Dua Lipa wins the Grammy, you owe Adam $100 and you owe me $100. If she doesn't win, we owe you guys $100 each.
See, so the stakes were just raised for me and Anders, for all of you keeping track on this bet.
What, because he's paying out $100 and we're paying out...
$200. We have the chance. It's now become a $200 bet for me and you.
What about Adam? Where's Adam at?
No, because you're paying out to... You're getting $100 from either of them. Wait, oh, how God. Is this going to fucking work? Wait, how
okay,
is this...
Okay, hang on. Let's split the bet down the
Wasn't
middle.
The bet.
Adam's joining Blake.
Right.
And so that's Dua Lipa wins, we pay them $200. When Dua Lipa loses... They pay us $200.
Yeah. But they should have to pay each of us $200.
No.
No. Kyle, are you drunk?
No.
I'm the only one not drunk on this fucking pod.
Are you drunk?
Well, you're acting like a goddamn drunk.
I don't think that works. I don't think that raises the stakes for me, right?
Hey, I'm pissed now.
You know what I mean?
You gambling addict. We don't need to raise the stakes. The stakes are the stakes. Can't you just be happy with the stakes?
The Omaha Steaks.
Omaha Steaks, which is my Thanksgiving dinner is sponsored
which is
by.
My freezer right now. I'm very excited about
so,
it.
So, okay, just.
All right. So, are there any callbacks, take backs, or apologies, guys?
I'm down for whatever. Whatever, man. My wallet's open for you, gentlemen.
I want to apologize to everyone listening for this podcast. It was off the rails from the jump, but guess what? That's kind of the fucking deal.
Oh, a little mission statement from Dirt.
Well said. Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
Kind of the deal.
It's not always going to be polished, rehearsed.
You've always been the wordsmith of our crew.
What else? Polished and rehearsed.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty much, this podcast was pretty much frozen pizza.
There we go. Cool as fuck.
Cool as that fuck. Being said, cool as fuck.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, delicious when heated.
I would love to give a compliment to all the Grammy nominees. A special shout out to Power Trip, R.I.P. Riley, Thundercat, Flying Lotus, two of the best guys. Yeah. Congratulations.
Guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grammys 2021.
Baby.
Tune in.
Big stuff. Big stuff for them.
Yeah. What are you going to do on Grammy night, Blazer?
Probably just.
Do you watch or do you just kind of watch Twitter and see what happens?
I definitely tweet along. Let's all tweet along for these Grammys.
But do you actually watch? Do you actually watch?
If we're still quarantining, I will be glued to that television.
Hey, it's a guarantee you're going to be quarantining.
Okay, then I'll be there.
It's a guarantee.
You're cheating!
It's take backs and compliments and all that shit.
It's take backs and apologies, and then we let you put compliments on there.
I have zero apologies.
Take backs, compliments, and apologies.
Zero apologies, zero compliments. What's the other one?
I'm not going to tell you. How about you
take backs and apologies or compliments?
Your sober brain gets some memory in here.
Zero compliments, zero apologies.
Kyle,
take back.
You
take
should
back.
Apologize to me for coming after me right from the jump. You really went at me at the beginning. I don't think I deserved it.
What do you mean?
I'm pissed now.
And I'm pissed now.
Run the tape back. You were coming at me. You were putting words in
my
mouth.
I was not coming at you. I think... Hey, we'll roll the tape back, and I think a lot of people are going to be like, whoa, this is really embarrassing for Kyle. He was like a real dick out the gate. Adam was kind of wearing his heart on the sleeve. He was telling some stories about how he was dumb, and is that endearing? Is that do people like that? Yeah, they do, because I'm not afraid to admit that I sometimes put my foot in my mouth. And you were coming at me a little bit.
I think you guys were coming at each other. You guys were coming at each other. You were docking.
Here's what it is. I'll take back something from last episode.
Oh.
Last episode that we recorded?
Yeah, the last episode that we recorded, because you were like giving a compliment to the Arugaloids for standing by me. And I kind of took that as like, hey, this motherfucker's stepping in and taking like... my Arugaloids from me, you know?
I was taking your fans.
I felt that way. But now, when I thought about it over the last 4 days, I definitely have like been like...
Dude, let it go, bro. You got to let it go.
You got to get a fucking another hobby.
No, I know. I hold these things. I hold these things. And I got it. And I apologize for that. I take
back...
And
that's what was bugging you when we started off the podcast.
I take it back and I also apologize. And I'm going to compliment you for making my fans our fans... Because without all of our fans, this podcast will not survive.
Yes, it wouldn't work. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. And thank you, Kyle. And I want to thank for being the bigger man.
Taking
and
the higher
I
road.
Would like and taking the higher road.
Way bigger.
And much bigger.
Wider. Man. Yep. Could squash you.
Yeah. I'm a denser man.
You know what's crazy? It's you guys are gearing up. And it's on the eve of Thanksgiving. That cannot be a coincidence.
It's this time of the year.
Yep.
Because you guys have fist fought. Like two or three Thanksgivings, you guys have fist fought.
Yeah. Our Thanksgiving is when Kyle and I really, for whatever, the moon hangs low for us and we got to howl at it, baby.
It's when the night is night for too long. We go at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I'm pissing in a bush next to his childhood friend. Also, I've been friends with him for years at this point. So it's not, and his roommate for years. And then all of a sudden he like shoves me and he's like, "You're pissing too close to my friend." That's the time of year it is.
No, but the best part was he was puking and I was like, "You're pissing too close to where my friend's trying to puke."
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. But I was the one who started pissing first and he came up next to me, started to puke.
I'm a defender, you know? I defended your DVDs. That happens, I did this stuff to Durs. It's like, I just do it. I choose these sides and I get angry at one of them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It takes
gracias,
me,
señorita.
It's tough well, to like find the compromise sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and no,
like,
it is.
Especially
I get that.
In my drunk brain, and now, you know, I don't drink no more, so.
And on that note.
I think we're done with that.
This is important.
This is important.
I think we're done with that take back or apology or whatever that was. Hey, but also, Durs and Blake, that field is still open.
Yeah, honestly, they didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
I did. I complimented all the Grammy winners. Yeah, I got through it. You guys have been rambling like some fucking lunatics.
I was the first one to say I apologize to the guests.
Oh, you apologize to the guests.
I complimented
but they
the Grammy winners.
Winners.
You've already blanked out.
Blake, you do that all the time, by the way. Let's just talk about it now, because Blake, you always like throw shit out to the world. You don't throw shit to in the circle. You know what I mean?
I don't want to talk to you guys anymore. I want to go to hang out with my mom. I'm at my mom's house. Please end the podcast. Let me
off
go.
The rails. Yo, this shit right here is fine dining.
Hey, guys. This is important.